The Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops has released a pastoral letter saying the church is alarmed by gross violations of human rights and undemocratic tendencies by the Zambian government. The conference is the leadership body of the church in Zambia. Its president is Ignatius Chama, the Archbishop of Kasama.
We are gravely concerned by the turnover of arrests of opposition politicians by the Zambia Police Service. We are referring to arrests of a political nature that fall within the realm of the exercise of democratic rights. Authorities must ensure that all arrests are lawful and based on credible evidence.
Chama urged authorities to withdraw a Penal Code Amendment Bill being considered by Parliament to allow for further consultations. According to the National Assembly website, the bill is aimed at strengthening penalties for persons engaging in hate speech. Introducing the bill in June, President Hakainde Hichilema said certain sections of society were promoting hate speech against some tribes, which he said could cause civil strife. He said the proposed laws would help ensure perpetrators were given stiffer punishments to deter others. However, the bishops said the proposals would undermine fundamental freedoms needed to ensure democracy. The Opposition United Kwacha Alliance, or UKA, a network of 10 political parties, told VOA that the church has shown commitment to being the voice of the voiceless in Zambia. Jackson Silavwe is UKA's spokesperson.
We commend the ZCCB for its courageous and principled stance in addressing these critical issues, which resonate with the cries of many Zambians yearning for justice, equality, and peace in our nation.
Zambia's chief government spokesperson, Cornelius Mwetwa, told journalists at a news briefing Tuesday that his government is studying the contents of the letter.
The church are all weather partners of government, and where they raise issues of concern, we shall not be in a hurry to respond to them. Would like to internalize and be able to consult widely as to the ramifications of the contents of that pastoral letter.
University of Zambia lecturer and political scientist Boniface Chembe emphasized the need for both the church and government to make efforts to strengthen dialogue and then address issues of mutual interest.
It is important for the government to continue having different stakeholders first and foremost air their views, and once that is done, for them to be able to consume those views by way of reflecting on them extensively.
In August 2024, senior United Nations human rights officials issued a report that concluded the restrictions and arrests of political opponents in Zambia has had a chilling effect on freedom of opinion, association, and assembly in the country, and has stunted the building of democratic institutions. Kathy Short, VOA News, Lusaka, Zambia.